This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus Christ commissioned the apostles to go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Generally speaking, when the apostles went into a city to preach, they succeeded with God's help in establishing churches in those cities. The book of Acts records Paul's preaching in Philippi, Acts 16, in Thessalonica, Acts 17, and in Corinth, Acts 18. As the apostles went about the work of converting men and women and establishing churches, they had to follow the divine pattern the Lord had given them. They had no authority to preach any other gospel than the one Christ had ordained. They could not build the churches according to their own specifications. They had to do exactly what the Lord told them to do. They could not add to the pattern, nor could they detract from it. God gave instructions to Paul in his work of building the church at Corinth. Paul called the church God's husbandry, or cultivated garden, and God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. He then informed the Corinthians, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon." 1 Corinthians 3:10. Paul knew he could not have built churches in various cities without the grace God had given him. No Bible writer seems to have been so aware of God's grace in every facet of his life as Paul. He told the Corinthians, "For I am the least of the apostles, and am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." 1 Corinthians 15:9 and 10. He said to the Ephesians, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Ephesians 3:8. What could Paul have done without the grace of God? Absolutely nothing. God's grace worked through Paul to convert the lost and to build the Lord's kingdom on earth. Paul used the term wise master builder of the work he did in building the church at Corinth and in other places. He was wise, not in his own right, but because he meticulously and enthusiastically followed the Lord's plan. Doing the will of God from the heart in all he did made him wise. The term master builder comes from the Greek architekton, and appears only this one time in the New Testament. Our English word architect comes from this Greek word. In the literature that was contemporaneous with the New Testament, the word was used in a wider sense than an architect. The word might even be translated chief engineer. The English Standard Version renders the Greek skilled master builder. Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." 1 Corinthians 3:6. He changes from an agricultural metaphor in 1 Corinthians 3:6 to a building one in the verse that we're examining. He affirms that he laid the foundation, and another had built on it. He was unquestionably speaking of the work recorded in Acts 18. Paul had been assigned the work of laying the foundation and supervising the building on that foundation. He charges those who build on the foundation to do it with extreme care. The one who laid the foundation and the one who builds on it are one. They should have the same goals in mind because they are fellow laborers in the Lord's vineyard. Modern preachers and other Christians must lay the foundation according to the divine pattern. Then they must continue to build according to the instructions that are given in the Word of God. We are wise master builders only if we do what God tells us to do in the way He tells us to do it. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.